Verse number 1 in the Holy Surah, Suratul Hujarat, the surah which teaches us about moral lessons and the way we should live. It says in verse number 1, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم.
O you who have believed, do not put yourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Messenger, but fear Allah. Surely He is all-hearing, all-knowing. The verse warns us about making decisions before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Holy Messenger. The Holy Quran prohibits us to make these decisions, whether it be political, economic, or even doctrinal decisions, before the decisions made by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or the leader of the community. The Holy Verse says, لا تقدموا, which means do not make advancements, do not go before in your decisions before that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Holy Prophet. The one who does this creates chaos in society and creates mismanagement in the holy Islamic system. Making hasty judgments or having a personal inclination messes with the legislative system of Islam. Acting upon social customs, secular laws and regulations, these are all examples of putting yourself before the decisions of the Holy Prophet. Having this discipline of not making decisions before the decisions of the Holy Prophet or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this discipline prevents a person from having any doubt whatsoever in their minds as to the instructions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The religious commands and legislations sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been sent with His Holy Messenger. Therefore, this person must be free from all types of error and sins. Every single legislation or rule that we must live by to enjoy a successful life has been prescribed to us by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and it is written in the Holy Quran. If we do not have this Islamic discipline and we formulate our own rules and regulations, our lives will be similar to that of an army with multiple leaders. Even if that army is equipped with the latest technology of weaponry, it will be in chaos because it will be following commands and legislations from different leaders. Eventually, that army will fall into the hands of the enemy and they will be destroyed. If we use this example, it is similar to how we live our lives. Our lives is like a battlefield, and we are the soldiers on this battlefield. And where do we get our commands from? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Holy Messenger. Therefore, we have to be disciplined and try not to make our own advancements, our own decisions before that of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.